our study. The more we study our way, the more it is difficult to explain it. But Dogen Zenji thought there must be some way. To make his descendant understand the true way. And he made a great effort to express this kind of subtle truth. In Zazen, he says, if there is slightest gap between the perfect enlightenment and practice, the difference will be heaven and earth. Because it should not be any gap between practice and enlightenment. Or reality and seeming. We think whatever we see, something we see is reality, but it is not so. And what we feel is reality, but it is not so. The reality and something which is observed by our six senses is one. So, what we see, just what we see, is not true without background of the reality. I will stop this kind of interpretation. Dogen Zenji found out a very good Chinese word to express this kind of truth. In Chinese, Chinese word, immo, or I don't know nowadays how they pronounce it, but immo, Nimmo has two meanings. One is positive meaning. Suchness. The other is the interrogative meaning. What is it? What? What is it? How is it? You know, what is it? When geese came, horse master asked Hyakujo, what is it? That's what. What is immo? Immo is interrogative. And it is affirmative too. This is very convenient word to express the reality. Everything is one side. In one sense, it is suchness. On the other hand, it is not, it is something it is something which we cannot grasp. For instance, you know, here is a beautiful flower. You think here is beautiful flower, but that beautiful flower is always changing. You cannot grasp it. Even while you are watching it change. So, you think you see it, but actually you didn't see the flower itself, which is changing. And so everything is in one side, something which cannot be grasped. So what? So on the other hand, you know, even for a fire, it is there in that way. And so, it is, everything is suchness, and everything is ingraspable, cannot be grasped. So it is what. So immo, the word immo has two meanings. As Dogen Zenji found out, this is very convenient word to express the reality. Hashimoto Roshi, the authority of Shobo Genzo, who passed away 2 years ago, in his lecture, he told us, referring to the menu and dishes, we make, you know, a menu of the dishes. And we cook, you know, salad or eggs or meat, everything separately. That is, you know, sattvic. Everything is arranged clearly, beautifully. But he says, when you start to eat, everything will vanish in a moment. In 10 minutes, there's no more dish, no more food on the table. And everything is mixed up in your tongue. So, this is, on one hand, very beautiful thing. But on the other hand, if food, a function of food is fulfilled, when the function of the food fulfilled, there's no more dishes. So, everything is, our practice is the same thing. When you get up, you brush your teeth and wash your face, and that is practice. You do it one by one carefully. And when you practice zazen, you practice zazen, one by one. But, you know, none of them cannot be perfect practice. Even though to wash your face is very good habit, but you know, even though it is good, if you are always washing your face, you cannot attain enlightenment. Same thing can be said with your zazen practice. Zazen is very good practice, but even though you just always practicing zazen, you know, it doesn't work. Zazen practice is something express our purpose of zazen practice, to catch something as it is in mixed up state. When you saw, that is why you don't think, you know. When you think, it must be each, you know, it must be salad, or bee, or meat, or eggs. You can think about meat or, you know, salad. But if it is mixed up, you know, in your tongue, you cannot think about it. So if you want to catch reality, in its true sense, you cannot think about it. When your life energy is burning in perfect combustion. You cannot catch it. That is that. But even Zazen cannot be always safe. As something you eat in your tummy does not stay always in the same way, it will change into something else. So, even you practice hard, your Zazen sometimes will be good, sometimes will not be so good. It is actually, it is not always in the same, we cannot practice our way in the same way always. But purpose of Zazen is not to think about it. To catch ourselves in its full function, it's Zazen. If so, there is no need to think about it. If you think about it, you cannot, you will lose it. When you don't think and involved in the practice fully, you have Zazen. Even it is so, we have to prepare everything one by one, carefully. That is our everyday life. When you wash your face, you should wash your face carefully. When you walk, you should walk carefully. One by one, you take care of your activity. But when you are taking care of your activity, you are involved in something which is, which cannot be grasped. You are not anymore you. So, in each activity, there is two sides, positive and negative. Something which can be our suchness and what should I say? Mixed up state or ingraspable or unintelligible. So, what is it? When Basso asked Hyakujo, what is it? Basso should understand what he meant. And where has he gone? has they gone? He should understand what he meant. He was talking about our practice, the relationship between everyday activity and our practice, and what is our practice, and what is our everyday life. And everyday life is Zazen, and Zazen is everyday life. In this way, back and forth, he should assert his practice. He should make his practice sure. In the sky, sometimes a wild geese is flying. And after that, some cloud will come. And after that, the bright moon will come. But each of the wild geese and cloud and moon are not always the same. The bright moon is bright moon, and wild geese are wild geese, and cloud is cloud. But at the same time, the moon is not moon, cloud is not cloud, and wild geese are not wild geese. They exist in the same place in mixed up state. Even it is mixed up, our practice should be concentrated on each moment. When we see the moon, we should see the moon. When we see the cloud, we should see the cloud. And we should appreciate everything one by one. If people mixed up everything, if everything is changing and if everything exists in mixed up way, there will be no need to work hard if everything is mixed up from the always. What is the point of appreciating everything if everything is just phenomenal? Why do we appreciate such a tentative, phenomenal work. If you understand in that way, that is, that is like to serve food in mixed up way. Salad and rice, brown rice and miso soup in one big pan. Mixed up. With bucket or something. It will be sad for you. How do you feel to eat from bucket like a pig? It doesn't make any sense to you. Even so, it will be mixed up in our tummy. We should start one by one, buying each other. That is our way. But we do not keep it separately in our tummy. But people, you know, some rigid people want to keep it one by one in their tummy, which is not possible. So that is why they suffer, you know. They don't feel so good. They cannot satisfy with the way the food is served. And those people cannot be satisfied with the human life. Human being is so indifferent. That is not the right understanding of life. The rikyu, do you know rikyu? Rikyu is supposed to be the founder of tea ceremony. He sweep. He would sweep the garden, and he appreciates the falling leaves on sweet garden. Mm-hmm. If the purpose of sweeping the garden is to get rid of leaves, why? He did appreciate. Why he appreciated the leaves on the well-sweeped garden? Leaves on the, clean garden and leaves on the in the mountain is not same, are not same. The feeling is quite different. Some people may say it is useless to sweep garden every morning when so many leaves are falling. If you try to understand, if you understand the nature in its full sense. We are also a part of nature. We have something to do with nature. And we cannot satisfy without doing anything. We should participate the nature. So even in Zen picture, Zen painting or drawing or picture, Sansi we say. Sansi means mountain and river. We paint one or two people, fishermen, or woodcutter, or farmer. Nature, we are a part of nature. So the most natural way to observe nature for us is to do something, to participate the great activity of nature. That is how we appreciate nature. And that is how we exist in this world. And that is how mountains and rivers exist. There are some rules in nature, and there are some rules in observing nature for human beings. And rules the nature has, and rules in observing things in human sight is not different. We live in same time and same place. We live in same framework. So originally, man and nature is not different. But when our civilization becomes so materialistic, and after violating nature, after we tired out violating nature and the material life, we are going to the other extreme. And just appreciate mountains and the river, ignoring human life. And that is one-sided understanding or appreciation of nature. We human beings understand things from various angles, mainly from positive side and negative side. And when we observe things from both sides, when we when we are able to appreciate things from both sides, one by one, there we have true way of life and true practice. We should not be involved in always just one-sided way of appreciating our life. Sometimes positive, sometimes negative. So in this sense, we should practice our way in various ways, observing ceremonies. And not observing ceremonies by just sit. This is our way should be.